cash fed cattle gained another $2 to $3 in Kansas on Tuesday. ERS increased expected feeder steer prices for the remainder of the year. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 19th of August. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade developed in Kansas on Tuesday at $106 to $107 a hundredweight, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. That was $2 to $3 higher than last week, with moderate trade and moderate to good demand. Cattle futures closed mainly higher, buoyed by the positive cash outlook and climbing wholesale beef values. Other than unchanged to an average of 9 cents lower in four contracts, live cattle futures closed an average of 41 cents higher. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of 84 cents higher across a range of 50 cents to $1.20 higher. Choice boxed beef cutout value pressed $3.60 higher Tuesday afternoon to $220.86 a hundredweight. Select was $2.71 higher at $204.65. Corn futures closed 1 to 4 cents lower through SEP of 21 and then mostly fractionally lower. Soybean futures closed narrowly mixed from unchanged to a penny lower to a penny higher. I had results from just a couple of Tuesday auctions available at press time. Feeder steers weighing less than 600 pounds sold $5 higher at Bluegrass Stockyards in Lexington, Kentucky. Steers weighing more than 600 pounds sold steady to $2 higher. Feeder heifers weighing less than 600 pounds traded steady to $2 lower, but steady to $2 higher at heavier weights. There were 2,206 head on offer. At Kingsville Livestock Auction in Missouri, steers weighing less than 600 pounds sold steady. Steers weighing 600 to 800 pounds sold steady to $5 higher. Heifers weighing less than 500 pounds sold unevenly steady, and then $3 higher at 500 to 750 pounds. There are 1,404 head on offer. Major U.S. financial indices closed mixed again on Tuesday, with much of the optimism in big tech stocks. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 66 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 7 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 81 points. USDA's Economic Research Service raised the expected third quarter feeder steer price by $7 from the previous month to $140 a hundredweight, and the fourth quarter price by $9 to $140. That's based on improved feeding margins, a smaller estimated calf crop in 2020 than a year ago, and fewer cattle outside feedlots than expected. In the latest monthly Livestock, Dairy, and Poultry Outlook, ERS analysts point out that cash fed cattle prices were higher week to week for 5 consecutive weeks through August 7th. ERS recently increased the third quarter fed steer price forecast by $1 to $101 a hundredweight and by $1 for the fourth quarter to $105. According to ERS analysts, fed cattle prices typically decline seasonally to a bottom in the late third quarter or early fourth quarter. With prices appearing to have reached a seasonal bottom in the third quarter, they say price strength may further be affected by economic uncertainty weighing on beef demand in the fourth quarter. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 19th of August. Remember, you can find a weekly summary and highlights at www.cattlecurrent.com. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.